If you got your Bibles, you want to turn to Hebrews chapter 7. I preached one time. I like to never got to preach on it. If y'all remember, I had a thought on me forever, a root out of dry ground, and y'all testify Sunday after Sunday. I believe it was three or four Sundays I tried to preach on that, and I couldn't get an opportunity to preach on it. And we're going to read that here in a minute, but my thought is that's come to me this week, boy, and it was a sweet thought to me, but it come in a way that was unexpected, and I want you to consider today how he's come to you. He come to me in a way that was unexpected. And I was expecting lights and fireworks and just all the big show, but he just come in a way that was unexpected. And y'all pray for us today that we might have enough strength to get this out in a way that make a little sense and have enough be able to keep our thoughts and love for liberty to bring it out. In Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 11, it says, "If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made a necessity, a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judea, of which the tribe of Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. And it was yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of the carnal commandment, but after the power of endless life. For he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." And I'm going to go over there and read those scriptures out of Isaiah 53 and where we read before, and to do with that root out of dry ground. And we're going to try to talk about some of these things just a little while, and this may not last very long. I've looked at that here before. But it says in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, in the second verse, it says, "For he shall grow up before him a tender plant as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." And all that's what is saying there is the way he came is unexpected. A root out of dry ground is something that's coming from where nobody would expect anything to be coming from. He come as a tender plant. He was born a little baby from a virgin and there and laid in a manger. He was something that nobody would recognize of being the king. Listen, I want you to know how I had said over there a while ago how he come after the order of Melchizedek. All the priests come from the Levitical tribe. And I want you to know when he come, it was no doubt they was thinking, it's no way this can be the Messiah, because he's not from the Levitical tribe. How can he be the high priest? But I want you to know it was prophesied, but they just overlooked it. I want you to, they was looking for something much more different, I guess in their own minds, something more special. And this time I want to read over here in Isaiah, and where to tell you it said he would spring up out of the tribe of Judea. And I want to read over in Isaiah chapter 11 in the first verse where it tells us that would happen. I had said that he would listen, it said, "And neither shall come forth, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. And I want you to listen. So he come out a root out of dry ground. And you say, well, how? Why is that out of dry ground? It's no doubt when he come, they knew who he was. They knew who his father was. Did they not say his father is a carpenter? I want you to know, we understand his father was God. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost and brought forth from a virgin. I'm going to tell you, that is coming out of dry ground. But listen, they said, is not his father a carpenter? And Joseph Linwich went back to David and sold in Mary's. I want you to understand. So he said he would come out of Jesse, out of that root of Jesse. And we begin to think about, I've heard people saying, I've talked about this and preached about this many times here. I've heard people say that Jesus Linwich was perfect of the Jews. It wasn't nothing else mingled in. But listen to me, it was. His bloodline didn't come perfectly of the Jews. I want you to understand, Jesse had a name, a daddy named Obed. And Obed had a name, daddy named Boaz. And Boaz had a wife named Ruth, who was a Moabite. I want you to realize today, she come from the lineage of Moab. And her great 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 granddaddy come from Lot and his daughter. And I want you to understand, they knew these things. And they thought, there's no way he can be the Messiah. There's no way he can be the Savior. But listen to me, he was. He come in a way they didn't expect him to come. I want you to know, when he rolled in on a donkey there in Jerusalem, he come in a way that nobody was expecting. I want you to listen to me. They was expecting somebody to come in. I was probably dressed in purple and fine linen, just like the priest. They was expecting somebody, we've heard say over and over, to come riding a white stallion. They was expecting him to come into Jerusalem being totally different what he was. They was not looking for him. He came to his own, and his own received him not, but many received him. He gave power to become sons of God. They couldn't understand how this could be Jesus. Tonight I got saved. I want you to know, I'd heard the song, I Saw the Light. I'd heard testimonies that I'll just make your skin crawl. The night I got saved, I was calling upon the name of the Lord. When he come in totally unexpected to me. He come in riding a little donkey. He didn't come in on a stallion and all kinds of fireworks. He come in just peacefully riding. I could just see him, can't you? I could just see him come riding in, his hand laying up there right like it's right here, maybe just holding his mane, probably not even a bridle. I just sitting up yonder now, a donkey just coming through there, loping right along, just so peaceful, coming in there, them laying out palm leaves out in front of him, saying, Hosea, I want you to know, when he comes in and you recognize who he is, then you'll start laying out things for him. Everybody didn't recognize him. I hear people say, I'm confused. I don't know if that's what it was or not. Honey, they was confused. They didn't understand what they was saying. They didn't know what come into Jerusalem that day. Some of them recognized it right off the bat, and some of them, it took a while. Listen, but I want you to know, he didn't come in the way they expected he would come. They was looking for something totally different. I ain't going to be very long. I was going to go through all to do with Ruth and Boaz. Most of y'all know that. If you don't know it, go over and read the book of Ruth. Amen. It won't take you long. You'll find out Elimelech and his wife Naomi come. There had been a famine at Bethlehem. Bethlehem, Judea. The line of the tribe of Judea. He come out of the order of Melchizedek, and he said, when he read over in Hebrews a while ago, it is evident that our Lord came from Judea. And so he was after the order of Judea.
not after the order of the Levitical. But listen, you'll find that they went down to Moab, and they went into the Moabites, and you'll find, if you'll go back and look at Lot when they come out of Sodom, where that comes from. But we read to you a while ago about over in, or didn't read it, quoted and probably misquoted in John chapter 1. I've probably quoted this as much as anything. And I want you to understand, you can't just simply receive Christ. They couldn't just simply receive Christ. But you've got to recognize who he is. You've got to understand who he is. And you've got to understand not just who he is to be saved. You've got to understand who he is when he comes in. A lot of people, I mean, they'll get it that they need to be saved and they need to repent and they need to trust in the Savior. But then when he comes, they don't accept what he's done for them. That's what you've got to accept, what he's done for you. There's people reject it for years, and the devil takes that and uses it and keeps them from being able to serve God. He came to his own received him not, but many received him. To them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Now you go on later on in this chapter, and I never put all this together to this week. There was one named Philip that said, he findeth Nathanael, and he saith unto him, we have found him who Moses and the law have prophets and did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip saith unto him, come and see. So here we have another Israelite that can't recognize him as being the Savior. Because he said, we found him, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Is there any good? I can't find where anything good. Hey, Nazareth of Galilee. He was a Galilean. You'll find that Nathanael was from Galilee. I want you to realize this man was from that area. And he was saying, because there ain't anything good, he couldn't recognize him. And I want you to know, this man already knew him. I believe it all my heart. He already knew it, but he couldn't recognize who had come to him. And I want you to get this today, that you might understand that when you're saved by God's grace, if you want to know, if you will go to him, he will let you know if he's in you. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him. Listen to me. If you're wondering whether you've been saved or not, you go to Jesus and you talk to him about it, and he will confirm if he knows you, if he's in you, if he's come into you, you will know it. He will speak to you and you'll understand his voice. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. I want you to realize he wasn't perfect like Jesus, but Jesus knew his heart. He knew him. He was in him. He was dwelling in him right then. And I want you to know Nathanael wasn't recognizing who he was. And Nathanael then wises up and asks a question. And Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. I want you to know something. How something happened to this man under the fig tree. I believe only Jesus and Nathanael knew about. And when he let him know, I saw thee. It was me that come in. I want you to know, then Nathanael recognized who he was. I want you to realize today, if you will go to Jesus and if he's in you, he'll let you know. He'll take you back to a time and a place where he rode in on a donkey. You may not have recognized it for all it was then, but he'll let you know. Amen. And Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. He knew then who he was. The man that rode in on a donkey. The man from Nazareth. The man that was born in Bethlehem. Judah, the priest that come out of that and order of Melchizedek. Thou art the Son of God. Nobody could confirm that to him but Jesus himself. We can't tell them, brothers and sisters. They've got to go to Jesus. But if you think you got something, you think he's come riding in on the donkey instead of white staying, you go to him and ask him. And if you've got it, he'll confirm it. He'll take you back to your fig tree, wherever that is. I ain't trying to talk nobody into being saved. But listen to me. I'm trying to tell you the one to go to that can confirm that you have been. And if he can't take you back to your fig tree, then you keep a seeking till you have a place and a time and place that he has come into your heart. Amen. But you got to be willing to receive what he's done for you if he's come in. And Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, listen what he said. Because I said unto thee, I saw you under the fig tree, and you believe it's now. Thou shalt see greater things than these. I want you to know the night I got saved, I got peace. I got peace with God. The next night I got willing to follow him and stand out and let the church know. And honey, I wore a spot out over in the carpet. I just tore all to pieces, Brother Larry. Ever since then, he's shown me things over and over and over that's been greater. But listen, we ain't seen nothing yet. We will see greater than this. He said, you'll see angels ascending. I want you to know, someday my faith will end in sight. I'll see it all that he has for me. Amen. But I've seen greater since then. What happened to me, Brother Tommy? Amen. Under the fig tree. Yep. You say, well, how can you say that? The greatest thing ever happened to me was there at Rocky Mountain, the second row from back. Amen. But honey, I've had a whole lot bigger time since then. Amen. The night he come riding in on a donkey. Just as peacefully and just as smoothly, just loping right along. There he was. All of a sudden, it was just gone. And then when I recognized who it was, I got up and I started laying out fig leaves and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. If you've got it, he'll confirm me.
Amen.
I can't confirm it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But he can. If you got it, you go to him and he'll let you know. Every time I've ever went back to him, he'll take me right back to that second row from the back. That's where he saw me. A root out of dry ground. They didn't recognize him for who he was, and I'll be honest with you, most of us don't either. When he rolled in, they didn't recognize him. And when he rolled in and us, most of the time, we don't hardly recognize. I hear most people say, well, could that have been it? Could that have been all it is? Could that just that peace be all it was? I want you to understand, I don't doubt people shout. I don't even doubt somebody seeing a light. Paul saw one. I don't doubt none of that. But everybody got the same thing. They got peace with God. You're in trouble, and he comes in and just gives peace. And everybody thinks, could that be him? You don't think they're all what thinking, look at him. His father's Joseph. He's a carpenter. Look at him. He's riding in on a donkey and he's coming in here and telling us he's the Messiah. They all doubted him. Not all, most. But a lot of them doubted him. Could he really be here? But he was.
Amen.
And that night at Rocky Mount, when I got up and I turned around, there was Bobby Hale and Raymond Sullivan. And all I could think within myself, is this it? It's just gone. It's just peace.
Amen.
He just rolled right in there. Just on an old donkey. Just peacefully. No big show to him.
That's right.
Just eased right on in. That's the way he comes.
Amen.
And then after that, when you get up and tell it, and then you shout and have all your fireworks, then you yell, "Oh, Hosanna."
Yeah.
And then there's some just can't hardly do that. Some that takes them days, weeks, even years to ever get satisfied that, hey, that was you I met at the fig tree.
Yeah.
They finally get to the point they're willing to say, "How you know me?" And if you'll be honest in that, he'll take you back to a place where he saw you. Where your heart was broke. And you was in trouble. And you'll know that you met the Son of God. Just a real simple, y'all probably think a stupid thought. But boy, it's been special to me. We've talked about them for years, run them down. They couldn't recognize him riding in on the donkey. They was expecting a stallion, wouldn't they? Yeah. We've all said that. These preachers, we all thought that. And then 99% of us was the same way when he come riding in. Could this be him? Could this be him? Ain't that something? We go back and look at them, think how dumb and stupid it was. There he comes. And we don't even see him. May not mean much to y'all, but I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. If you ain't got it worked out, go do like Nathaniel. Come and see. Philip said, he says, when anything good come out of Nazareth, he said, come and see. And you know, Nathaniel, he had an interest. He wanted to know. So he went to see. He went to Jesus, and Jesus saw him coming. He knew his heart. And I want you to know, when he got there, Nathaniel, when he heard his voice and he heard him speak to him, he knew he was one of his. And he took him back to the old fig tree. I don't know how many people knew about it, but he knew he shouldn't know about it. And he took him back. And he let him know. Right there. It's where me and you met, old buddy. He confirmed it to him. I come riding in on a donkey that day, and you didn't even recognize me. I come in your heart. If you're here today and you're confused, get it worked out.
Amen.
If you're here and you still ain't never seen him to be the Savior, I pray today you will.
Amen.
I just ask you to come and see. Come and see. Come and see the one that came, that died for all mankind. The one that came to die for me and you. Amen. Come and see. As we stand and sing, brother, we'll get an altar call.